Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know you have one of the stupidest jobs on earth when it makes you feel good. It's a sign that you've been doing a good job, that you've created something on the radio that's memorable enough that complete strangers, well, I shouldn't say complete strangers. I don't know that I don't know some of you who tweet at me about this, nor do I think the audience is exactly strangers. Like you know me on some level. I'm not always sure who you are. But people reaching out to let me know when they hear Florida Goals announced that they think of me. I mean, listen, we all gotta have something. And for me, 30 years on the radio, I mean, yeah, how'd it go? Well, people liked when I did this cat noise. Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah, they pay me. Joe Yerden is on the Western Hotline here with us to talk about last night's, I don't know, Joe. What word? I read your story. I don't remember what any of the words you used. Debacle? I don't know. No show. What was it like being in Toronto for these two hockey games?
You know, it's incredible to watch a team that was as good as the Maple Leafs were, and they were a good team. You know, they were a different team. They seemed like a team that was ready to grow up, I guess, from being the high flying big scorers to being a little bit more sound defensively, and the grow up point where every Stanley Cup team makes, right? And they totally bagged it at home in two games where they had to have wins, completely bagged it. Because if they win game five, they're up 3-2 going, but you're going to Florida, maybe you wrap it up. Okay, well, you played god awful game five. I think that's the worst playoff performance I had ever watched until the second and third periods last night.
Game seven came in to say, "Hold my beer." Right? Yeah.
the crazy part is that last night, the first 6 minutes of that game was horrendous for Toronto. They were outshot 7-0, out attempted 21-0. They're lucky it was still 0-0. And then Knies makes a move in the offensive zone, gets a scoring chance, and then it just the light bulb went off, and it was all Toronto the rest of the period. And you're thinking, like, oh, well, if they keep this up, they're going to win.
Right. Or at least we're going to have a toe-to-toe heavyweight fight on our hands that's going right. to hold our attention for another 2 hours. Whoops.
Right. And then, you know, there's a bad turnover, which, you know, the Toronto's been superbly guilty of doing that all series long. And it turns into Seth Jones just, I mean, no fault to Joe Wall. That was a snipe. You know, you pick the far corner from the other, you know, the opposite wing. Like, that's an incredible shot. But that's the moment where the mood in the house changes, and it's you can feel it as, you know, as a media member. You can certainly feel it if you're a fan there, because you're like, oh, geez, here we go again. But the worst part of that is that it's the players. The players were just like, ah.
Right.
All right, here we go. And then boom, boom, boom. 10 minutes later, it's 3-0, and that's game.
Yeah. Yeah, that the players, you know, we don't know what's going on in all of their, you know, in all of their heads. But, it, you know, it's one thing. It's understandable for the fan. The fan base has been through all that. Of course, some of those players have been too. But they're supposed to be the ones that are armed with, you know, this supreme level of confidence and go do your job and all that stuff. You know, the fans, of course the fans panic. Oh, my God, it's 1-0. But to see the team just unravel like that, I don't know what's worse, the 3 goals in 6.5 minutes in the second period or the start you referenced, Joe. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times has it been written or said for the road team in any Stanley Cup playoff game, but especially a game 7, regardless of the round, oh, you just got to survive the first 10 minutes. You're the home team. Like, why are you ducking and covering trying to survive the first 10 minutes?
And at least for the 10 minutes, that was Barkov and Reinhart and Rodriguez who came back in game 7 last night. Yeah, at least when you're getting run over by those guys, or even, you know, Kachuk's line with Verhaeghe, like, you know, okay, great. You know, like, if you're going to get beat by the best. And they took every punch from those guys in that first 10 minutes, which, okay, great. But, like, the entire play was in the Toronto end of the ice. Like, you know, the only time there was any relief was it was if it got chipped out or Florida mishandled it and got out of the zone. They had nothing. They had absolutely nothing for that. And then, you know, when the game unravels in the end, they're getting schooled by Marchand. You know, Marchand, Bennett, and Lou Osterainen. Those guys had a field day with no matter who was put out there against them. They schooled them. And I mentioned it a couple of times in the flow of the game. They globetrotted them. And I think that's a term that I think we've all starting to take in to use when a team is just running circles around another one in their zone. But, I mean, when you're getting schooled, and listen, this is not to take away from Brad Marchand or Sam Bennett or Atu Luostarinen or whoever was on defense. It didn't matter which two guys were back there. They controlled the play. They got the puck back constantly, and Toronto just kept giving it back to them. And, you know, it's, you know, Matthews and Marner and Tavares and Nylander rightfully getting crushed for their performance because it was bad. But it was a package deal last night. You know, Morgan Riley had a horrendous game, a really bad series. Jake McCabe was guilty of trying way too hard to do way too much. You know, he's got a certain role, and he was trying to do that, but then he's also first man in on the puck on a dump in. He's, you know, he's trying to get shots off. He's doing way too much, which, you know, hey, guilt, you know, crime of passion, fine, whatever. At least you're trying. Somebody's trying. But to hear Austin Matthews after the game say we had too many passengers, and for Craig Berube to agree with it and back it up, and Mitch Marner to say, yeah, too many guys going for a ride tonight. It's game 7. You guys have had 6 game 7s as this group, like four, five, six game sevens as just this group as it's construed. These main four guys, this core four, they've had a bunch of these. How do you not read the riot act to the rest of your room to say, listen, we've been through this before. We're sick and tired of losing these games. If anybody isn't picking up their socks tonight, get ready because we're going to pound you in the locker room in the intermission.
Right.
I mean, geez.
It just doesn't make sense that they played such a fine road game in game 6 in between these two disasters. I mean, that could, listen, again, we don't, you know, well, you talk to guys after the game. I'm not in the room. You know, I think we make a lot of assumptions about what guys are feeling based on what the results end up being. But when you have a giant egg laid in game five and then go on the road and play, you know, just a tremendous road game to even the thing back up at three and then come back in front of your home fans, it does feel it feels right to say the pressure just ate those guys alive.
Yeah. And, you know, I got a question to Paul Maurice after the game last night because, you know, he coached the Leafs. He coached against the Leafs the last time they're in the Eastern Conference Final, which I completely forgot he was Carolina's coach.
That's 02,
back
right?
In 2002. Yeah. And if you're going to get a line from somebody that is going to be able to really tie a bow on what it's all about, Paul Maurice is the guy to at least try to ask. And I think the way I phrased it was, I don't know if this was the right way or if it was, you know, too sassy or whatever, but I said, you know, you've coached against them, you've coached here. Is there a moment when you're playing against this team in these moments that, you know, something happens and you go, okay, we got them. And, you know, he kind of brushed it aside and said, he's like, well, I'm still rolling Barkov out there, you know, up 5-1 with 4 minutes to go. So I don't ever think you've got him, but, and he just goes into this thought about how, you know, what's good for the league is bad for Toronto and the pressure that comes with it and all that stuff. It just really, it's a huge deal. And, you know, Marchand kind of commented on that as well after the game, saying it's unfair. You know, it's kind of unfair how much pressure, you know, whatever. Pressure is part of the game, and I think Brad knows that pretty well from playing in Boston. But there's no doubt. And, you know, I've been going up there covering Leafs playoff games here for a few years for Bleacher Report now, and there are moments where something bad happens and the entire, like, you just feel the entire temperature of the room change because of everything that goes into what it is to be the Leafs, you know, the attention, the pressure, all that stuff. And they've insulated these guys pretty well, you know, at least in the building, you know, away from, you know, media, you know, media is not evil, but like, the questions are direct and tough. And, you know, those guys got them last night, but like, you know, the mood changes very quickly up there. And I think this happens in a lot of home markets. We see it happen here. That's for darn sure. And this isn't even playoff pressure here. This is just win enough games to get in the playoff picture pressure in Buffalo. In Toronto, it's, you know, they've gotten to the playoffs now, it went 9 years in a row. And, you know, getting there is no longer, that's no longer the worry. It's like they're getting there now. Now it's like, okay, well, we've got these superstars. We've got to win a cup. They're not even getting a chance to play for the cup now because second round rolls around, and it's only happened twice that they've gotten to the second round.
Right.
The tents fold up immediately, and it's incredible.
You know, I do want to squeeze in a mention here of something that came across my eyes at some point here while this, I don't know if collapse is too strong here, but, well, I mean, Toronto did have a 2-0 lead in the series and a 3-1 lead in game three, so collapse maybe is appropriate, that Ovechkin's Capitals have only been past the second round the year they won the cup in 18. Other than that, he had never been past the second round, and that happened again this year. So, like, it's one of the things I like so much when a team, a group of players that have been under that scrutiny, can tip it upside down. Like, I was never the biggest Washington fan. I liked Ovechkin from the minute he showed up. I was rooting so hard in 18, Joe, for them to get there just because I like when someone, because, you know, I live in a market and talk about two teams that have never won anything, and I like it when a team that has that reputation can put up the stop sign and go, like, no, look, we did it. And because I think that gives you hope that, you know, my guys can do it too. But Toronto's got to be, you know, I pretty much, over the course of the core four's existence at times like this, been, yeah, you know what? Sort of like Sean McDermott says about the Bills, Joe, keep knocking on the door. I don't know, man. I think you got to go to a different house. something's got to change. Something substantial besides the GM and the coach, which they've already done multiple times.
Yeah, they're at a spot now where, well, I mean, this is the thing. Like, the last few years for Bleacher Report, after Toronto's gotten knocked out, the story I've written is, All right. Well, who goes? Which of the players goes? You know, because you gotta do something, because it feels like a very early mid '90s Detroit position. You know, once Detroit stopped being getting kicked.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Kicked around and, you know, they started becoming, you know, the Red Wings that we saw in the 90s. There was that time where, you know, they get beat in the first round by San Jose and you're like, well, how do you do that? And then, you know, they're the best team in the league in 95, make it to the cup final. They're like, oh, they're going to steamroll the Devils. Devils sweep them because the Devils played mean, nasty hockey. And everybody's like, oh, God, what do you do? And then 96, you know, all the Mew thing happens and that lit the fire. But they still had to make moves even after that. You know, that they didn't run it back with Dino Cicerelli and Keith Primo and Paul Coffey. They said, no, those guys got to go. We got to get Brendan Shanahan in here. We got to do something else. We got to get a little meaner, a little more edge, a little bit more, having a little bit more guts on your group to be able to get over, because we're getting bullied out here. Toronto's gotten bullied by Florida, you know, 2 of the last 3 years. And, you know, not everybody's – you can't copy what Florida does. That's impossible. But, like, if you're Toronto, don't you try to raid them in free agency? You know, Sam Bennett's a free agent. Marchand's a free agent. Marchand said last night he grew up a Leafs fan, which I don't think any of us knew that. But, you know, don't you make a bid on one of these guys and say, hey, listen, you know what we're dealing with here. Help us out.
Like, yeah, well,
let's try to figure this out.
Yeah, they have the, I guess, the good fortune here of having some decisions, I don't want to say made for them, I mean, because they could make an effort to re-sign Marner and maybe especially Tavares at a more reasonable number, given his desire to stay put. But the fact that those contracts are up sort of, you know, to an extent, frees them up to go do the shopping that you're, you know, referring to. And, you know, unlike what we deal with here in Buffalo with the taxes and the palm trees, Joe, Toronto, you know, yes, it's a pressure cooker. Yes, expectations are sky high. But I think any kid, especially Canadian kid, like you're talking about Marchand and Bennett, guys like that, I think, are wired to want to go win there. So that'll be an attractive destination, I think, for the top shelf free agents.
Yeah, and you know the thing with Marner that gets me, and you know, I saw the on ice photos, the photo that was on my piece from went up very early this morning post game, where it's just you see that anguish in his face, and you just kind of know in the back of your head he just played his last game with his hometown team. You know, he grew up. He grew up around Toronto. You know, the stories of his old man supposedly bullying Toronto to take him, and trying to make it uncomfortable during that 2015 draft to be like, oh, if you pass on Marner, he's going to kill you for the rest of your life. You know, whatever, all that, you know, parents talk, but. You see that on his face, and then you watched some of the plays that were made in the series, and you're like, I don't know, man. Like, it's one where if I'm a Leafs fan, I'm just tired of it. I'm just like, you got to change something to change it, because what this is ain't working. You know, it's crazy to think that Matthews has been in the league for this was his ninth season, which ages all of us tremendously to hear that. And it's 9 years in the league, and this is as far as they've gotten. Game 7 in the second round is the furthest they've gotten in the playoffs, because Florida bumped them off 2 years ago in 5 games. Getting this far and having run it back with the same core for 7 years when they signed Tavares 7 years, which, again, throw me in the grave, man. But, like, 7 years with this crew is incredible, and not changing up anything other than the support pieces. Even Morgan Riley's been there the whole time too, so that's, you know, it's 4 or 5 guys that are your leaders that haven't gotten it done, and you're every year you're like, nope, gotta run it back. You change GMs, nope, we're sticking with it, those are our guys. Which, hey, you know, kudos for sticking to your guns, but I mean, sometimes you stick to them too much, you shoot yourself in the foot. And I think they've been doing that the last, you know, 3 years here.
Joe Yurden, Bleacher Report on the NHL. He was in Toronto for games 5 and 7 of that series. So what do you make? Marner's going to get, you know, $14 million a year, whatever. Someone's going to pay him. And I wonder, you know, this reputation that that core group has acquired. I'm living in a market where the best players on the Sabres who can't seem to handle pressure or collectively lift the team out of this playoff drought go on to greener pastures and, you know, win cups and MVPs and just all of it, right? The list is getting pretty long, and who knows, maybe it'll grow in this spring here, now that we're down to the conference finals. I feel like Marner, I would not, like, tag him with he can't do it. Because collectively, the group didn't work. But we've seen here that collectively, a group can't work, but individuals can fly and be free and go do something remarkable. So, like, I wonder if Marner is someone who can accomplish that once he gets out of the cauldron that is Toronto.
Yeah, and the crazy part is the way we talk about him sometimes. You know, we talk about him as like he's a contributor. I mean, everybody focuses on Matthews. I get it. But, I mean, Marner's been a top 10 NHL scorer for, what, 5, 6 years now?
Right, 100-point guy, yeah.
You know, all right, 100-point guy, a top scorer, a really good defender. I mean, he's not knocking guys through the boards, that's for sure, but, you know, he's fast, he's good with the stick, you know, he's good at, you know, marking guys up on the ice. Like, he's a really darn good player, and it's crazy the way we talk about him. But, like, when it comes to July 1st, everybody's attention is going to be fixed on him. Not just because, you know, the Leafs fact, well, it is partially that, but it's, there hasn't been a guy that big in free agency at his age to hit the free market. And I am probably forgetting guys here, but it feels like it's been a while. Maybe Stamkos. I don't know, but
he didn't get to the market in the end. He signed like hours before the market opened and stayed in Tampa.
You
mean this most recent time around when they didn't pick him up and he went to Nashville, but like a few years ago, right?
I'm talking you know, like when they had the interview process,
right?
You know,
right.
In days in advance, and he was touring all over the place talking with people. But this is, I mean, he's a monstrously important player, and a guy who wherever he goes is going to give them a lift. Now, I mean, you'd like to think that everybody should be calling him, but that price tag is going to be obscene. And, you know, I don't know if this is going to be like a Rantanen type deal where, you know, it's a lot of talk leading up, and then maybe it takes a little bit less to go to a team where it's going to be fine. Although I guess Rantanen took the offer that Colorado made to him in Dallas instead. So like whatever, but like this is a guy where, you know, if it's Detroit, if it's Seattle, I mean I'm sure I know a lot of Sabres fans are dreaming that he'll come here. I don't know that ownership's eager to pay $14 million a year to a guy when you got your other guys here, but who knows? But there are so many teams where you're like, man, he'd be a great fit blank. And yep. You fill in the team and you start immediately drawing up lines and thinking like, oh man, they'd be a lot of fun if they had him. And I'm sure those teams are all very aware who they are if they've got a deal worked out. But I mean, he's a tremendous player, but you get looking at the crunch time games and the playoff mm-hmm. games. And there's a couple of years where he had good playoffs, but the team couldn't get it done. So what does it matter?
Right.
It's just like, yeah, great, but who cares? It's like Nylander last year, 2 years ago, great playoffs. They didn't win. Who cares?
Right. Joe, what do you think about the setup here for the two series here in the East and the West?
It's funny. We just got done talking about Toronto and, how we've been like waiting for them to get over the hump. Isn't that the Dallas Stars now?
Yep.
Three straight years in the Western Final. They're playing Edmonton again there. Edmonton, I can't figure them out because I watched the way Stuart Skinner started the playoffs against LA and you're like, oh boy, they're toast. And Pickard comes in and closes it down, and now Skinner's back in and playing well, and you're like, how do you do it? How does it keep working out this way? But Dallas got through all of this without Robertson, without Heiskanen, and now they're both back, and they played great hockey. I know those series went long, but they looked menacing, and they handled Winnipeg really well. That first round series of Colorado was an all-timer. Like, that's it. The problem in the West is that if you're a really good team, you've probably got a really hard road to even get to the conference final. And both of these teams had. I think Edmonton was fortunate. Vegas seemed to run out of gas, and Jack was trying to drag everybody with him, and
yeah.
Everybody else just didn't have it. And it's terrifying to deal with McDavid and Draisaitl. And maybe they get Ekholm back, and then you're like, well, they had a weakness, and now it's gone.
Yeah.
It's... Playoffs aren't fair. They're not meant to be fair. But I mean, geez, if Dallas doesn't get to the Cup final this year, there's not drastic changes to be made. But you're just like, man, like what's it going to take?
What else do they got to do? Right. I mean, they made the Rantanen trade. I mean, that is such a significant piece to add at the deadline. I mean, it's a massive. Yeah. And then and he's locked in now for long term too. So, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to bet against McDavid and Draisaitl, but I feel like Dallas is the team to beat.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% there with you. I think if Florida didn't just have a knockdown drag out with Toronto, and it's still kind of wondering if they're okay, because the way they ended the year was so bad, it's still clouded my vision on them.
Yeah.
And Carolina, that's another team I cannot figure out for the life of me. Absolutely do not know what the heck to think of them. Like, they seem like they're really good, but also I look up and down the roster and I'm like, I don't know, man. You keep waiting for Freddie Anderson to fall apart, all that kind of stuff. But to me, if it's Dallas in the final, Dallas is winning it.
Joe, I appreciate the time very much. Love that you got up to Toronto for those two games. And let's make sure we touch base before the marketplace opens in the summertime here. We got about 6 weeks or so. So,
absolutely.
All right, man.
Well, we should have a lot. We should have a lot to discuss Buffalo wise. I hope in some way. I know nobody here is excited about the draft, but that's going to be the start of the really interesting times.
All right, Joe. Thanks again, man. Appreciate it very much. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Bulldog. Good to talk to you.
Joe Yurden, you catch him at Bleacher Report on the NHL. Great stuff on these two games in Toronto, Game 5 and Game 7. Go seek him out, find him. Maybe you got to go to Blue Sky to find him. I'm not sure if he's still posting all of his work up on X or not. But good job by Joe. We'll hit up a timeout here, 803-0550. Marner. Look, and if is like a Herculean effort, if is putting in. If you could get him, would you want him? 803-0550. For the Sabres, I mean. That's the if. That's, again, it's heavy. 803-0550 is the number. I'll lay out the case for when we get back, because I don't think the Sabres are in a position to say no to anything at this point. I don't think it's that realistic, but that's why the if is there in big, bold, orange font. We'll talk about that as we go here. 803-0550 is the number. Mike is off today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Felt like we were ready to play. Felt like we were in a good mindset. Like I said, I thought the first 10 minutes, they came out strong. And the next 10 minutes, I thought we controlled play. And then I just thought we had too many passengers throughout the rest of the game and just weren't on the same page. And, they get a couple goals and momentum like that, and then you're chasing the game. And it's hard to get it back, when you're down three against a good team that plays sound defensively like them.
Leafs captain Austin Matthews offering his observations last night after yet another bitter disappointment in a game seven for the Leafs. Brad Marchand, by the way, 5-0 in game sevens against Toronto in his career. Now, that's incredible. Maybe even more incredible than that Leafs core not, because we've seen teams through the years that just can't get, somehow they're fatally flawed some way, somehow, and they just cannot get it together. However much talent, however much regular season success, they just can't get through the gauntlet that can be the Stanley Cup playoffs. Marchand 5-0 in these games against Toronto is just a remarkable stat. And of course, he's on Florida now after all those years in Boston. Glad to have you with us here on a Monday. I am the Bulldog. Mike is off today. He'll be back with the show tomorrow. Zach Jones along as well. I mentioned so much talk surrounding the Leafs and what will happen now that most notably Mitch Marner, John Tavares too, are unrestricted free agents, will be unrestricted free agents. And I don't think I have it in me, nor do I think the audience has it in them to legitimately talk about whether signing Mitch Marner is a good idea for like hours on end. And I don't think it's something I can build an entire show about, because it just seems so far removed from reality that they would be a contender for his services. That
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
That he would even take their call. I think there's going to be a lot of interest in him on the open market. And I do think, with that said, and I've gotten a little of this on social media today because I you know, posed this question. If, doing some heavy lifting, if Marner were interested in the Sabres, would you want to give him a max contract? Would you want to do that? And I think the reason it's even a question worth asking without just an easy knee-jerk yes for an answer is his reputation. What he's just been through with the Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, I've got a team here that can't even get to the playoffs, let alone succeed when they get there. And you want to go add at a $14 million salary a guy whose reputation is not being able to perform at least at the level you're used to seeing in the regular season. He's a superstar who cannot come through in the playoffs. That is the scarlet letter he's wearing until he proves otherwise. The reason I would say yes and not even really hesitate about it is because you get guys in the league. I mentioned this with Joe Yurden last segment. Look at the Sabres and the reputation certain guys would have had. Now, I recognize, like, the team's reputation sort of feeds into that. But Ryan O'Reilly got sad and didn't love playing anymore. And so he's got to go. And he goes and wins the cup and is the Conn Smythe MVP in the playoffs that year. Like, a year removed from being traded by the Sabres, he's hoisting the cup and winning the MVP for playoff performance. Sam Reinhart was a very good player, probably vastly underappreciated by Sabres fans, some of them, when he was here, and he's gone on to become one of the most prolific goal scorers in the current league right now with Florida. Eichel has and won the cup. Eichel wins the cup. You've got Brandon Montour. Like, all these guys. And there's even, dare I even say, bring up Kulikov, Labushkin. Like, you've got guys playing, you know, roles. They're not the drivers of the team, but guys that we were pretty sure couldn't play, who are holding down minutes on teams that are still playing in the conference finals now. And it's not just the A-list guys that I mentioned. I mean, Reinhart's the only one of those that's really still alive now, given where we're at, unless you want to count Jeff Skinner with Edmonton, but he's kind of been in and out of the lineup. Anyway, what I think you learn from your experience being a Sabres fan is that a guy, a talented guy, and Marner's as talented, if not more talented, than any of the guys I've mentioned here. I mean, he's a 100-point player. He's more. Why am I even disclaiming it? He's more talented than any of those guys. And yes, he's not come through with the Leafs. I would not assume that he can't. He's like some fatally flawed human or some fatally flawed hockey player or fatally flawed competitor that he can't be a piece of a team that goes far and even wins. Because most of the guys, like, Jack was a sad, spoiled brat, and then he went and he fit in Vegas, and they win the cup. You know, you've seen it happen. So it's not exactly apples and apples, because, again, the organization, the Sabres, I think plenty of fans blame the Sabres for those guys not coming through, and then once they got out from under it, they flew and were free, and they went and won. I just wouldn't rule that out with Marner. And furthermore, like that's the case to not worry about what I guess you might consider his playoff baggage. That's a reason not to worry about it. The other reason why I would hurry to a yes if Marner would even take their call. Beggars, choosers, all right? Where am I? And who am I to go, oh, that's not the kind of player I need. He's not gritty enough. He's not mean enough. He's not tough enough. He scores 100 points. Plop a 100-point scorer on any one of these Sabres teams. You know, assuming you're going to probably have to move some stuff around. But there's a team that A, can afford it, and B, needs it, it's this team. That's not to say I don't want to win a championship, and I don't care if a guy can not seem to come through when his team needs him the most. I'm telling you, you can sign Mitch Marner to $14 million, and he can show up on your team and score 100 points, and you make the playoffs. That's a win. You've won. It's 14 years. So any sort of, I respect opinions and Marner's reputation for being a letdown in the playoffs is well-earned. Like, he deserves the criticism. I'm just telling you, I would not cling to it as a, like, I'm the Buffalo Sabres, and I'm going to say, yeah, no, you're not big enough. Yeah, you need to cross-check someone in the face. You need to injure someone like Brad Marchand does. You're not gritty enough. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I cannot myself get to a point where I would believe that and say it. So I think it's a ridiculously far-fetched idea, because any number of a half a dozen or more teams will be vying for Marner's services, and we'll see whether he takes the biggest check he can get, or that's balanced in some way against an opportunity to join a winner and maybe leave a couple million a year in AAV on the table, or whatever it takes. All I'm saying is, if his agent wanted to talk to the Sabres, I would be elbowing people in the nuts to get to the phone. You just do not have a situation here where the best free agent to hit the market in maybe a generation is someone like, that's not a good fit. I mean, eventually I could regret that, right? When he helps make the Sabres into a team that loses in the second round every year. But, you know, I'll take that as progress. Thank you. So sign me up for a yes for the wildly hypothetical, least likely thing I've ever talked about for 5 minutes on the radio to happen. I'm a yes. There. Has that been properly positioned so I don't sound like a crazy person saying, oh, of course you can sign Mitch Marner. You're an NHL team and you've got money. Go do it. When people get excited about him, I just usually go, no, the Sabres are barely in the league the way a player like him would look at it. So I don't think you have a chance in hell of making it happen. But if for some reason they wanted that, man, I 100%, I'll even allow for 110, even though it doesn't exist. Beggars, choosers. Mike Shope is off today. 803-0550 is the number. Those didn't flow in the right order. Anyway, Mike's off. Zach's here. I'm the Bulldog. Paul's coming up at 5. Man, I'll bet he hates Mitch Marner. I shouldn't do that. We'll talk to Paul. We'll find out what Paul really thinks about Mitch Marner. But I'm saying right now, knowing Paul for 30 years, I'll bet he hates him. Paul can defend himself. It'll be fine. I'll give him plenty of time. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Brian Koziel on the PGA coming up at 6 as well. Scotty Scheffler wins a third major. So we'll cover all that too as we go. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR. You know when someone says, like, I'm not looking for extra credit because I'm battling through adversity, but I just want to complain to you about how hard my day has been. But you know, you don't have to give me. I want extra credit for my phone went sort of. This happened. If you're an Apple person, maybe this happens to you. Because the person at the store told me that this is happening with these iPhone 13s. Sometime yesterday afternoon, my phone stopped being a phone. It was like Wi-Fi. I could still text with other Apple people. Like, for instance, Brian Koziel, who'll be on with me at 6 to talk about the golf. and Mike and myself had a thread from the morning about the golf, because Mike, we have the golf bet, the three of us, and Mike had picked, and he won on Scheffler. And so when the majors are happening, we'll be texting one another. And at some point, Brian must be, I hope he doesn't mind me divulging this, an Apple dude. So I was still getting messages from and able to send and receive messages from Brian, but not Mike. And at one point, I realized this was happening, and I texted Brian and said, hey, like, just so no one thinks I'm being a jerk, I'm not responding to the text thread. I can't. My phone died. It just died. Didn't die. It was, I don't know, severely wounded. Anyway, I'm just here to say that the store, I had to go to the store, and that was as quick as I could ever have hoped for. That was very smooth. I can remember the phone before this phone I had, I dropped in a puddle in the park and had to go, like, it was irretrievably shot. And I went, and that took, I left and came to work and went back, and it still wasn't done. Now, I don't know, maybe the puddle impacted that, but I think all the stuff was there. Just you couldn't get the screen to really work. But anyway, they eventually transferred everything and it was fine. This was like half an hour. Pretty great. But there's like some stuff. Like, it won't let me into the work email and like the hoops I got to jump through to do that. Like, functionally, like, the it's not lining up. I can't do it. Facebook is telling me someone's trying to use your login information on my Facebook account on my iPad is telling me, and it's like, yeah, it's me. Can you put an option on the screen for me to say, yeah, it's actually me. Allow it. No, you're just warning me that someone's trying to. Like, I appreciate you, you know, being vigilant against potential hackers, but I'd also like to be able to access the account from my new device, but it won't let me. So I don't know. We'll have to figure all that out. But I've been very distracted. I had to a few different things. For example, we four of us are on this account, right? Our two sons, my wife, and myself. For some reason, when the new phone brought everything over, I got, you know, the wallet where you keep like airplane boarding passes and concert tickets and sporting event tickets. I got like 5 years worth of Owens stuff. Like, I looked in my wallet because I have concert tickets for something coming up at the end of May. I'm like, I want to make sure they're there. Like, yeah, they're there. Why is there a boarding pass from 2021 in here? And there was no quick and easy way to delete that. I had to just click up in the right, remove pass. Remove pass? Yes. Click up in the right, remove pass. That's what I'm dealing with today. Just so you know, I mean, the adversity has been significant.
You're battling. I've battled.
I don't know if I'm playoff tested like Mitch Marner isn't, but I have been battling. I've been going through it today, but I am here to talk to Paul Hamilton and find out how much, if indeed, he hates Mitch Marner. I don't know if he does, but we're going to find out. I have an inkling that he does. So stay tuned. Paul on the Leafs, and we'll get into the Amerks too. I meant to do that with Joe Yurton last hour, but we ran out of time. But Paul's been covering the Amerks playoff games. They won on Friday to even that series. So we'll get into that with Paul too as we go. I'm the Bulldog. Mike is off today. This is WGR.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.